And when you hear that music, you know what's coming next. Captain Mike Gallo's report presented by CETO. And if you are not a CETO member, boy, I think of them this kind of a weekend with those small craft advisories, low tides, going to be mud flats. And I've seen some pictures of people getting stuck during last weekend. Don't be that guy that failed to call CETO and get signed up, because they'll bring you fuel if that's what your problem is, jumpstart electrical problems. They got to hook you up and tow you back to the dock or back to your launch. They'll be glad to do it. It's like having a AAA policy on the water. Peace of mind for you, and especially it's peace of mind for your loved ones who are worried about you when you're out there in these problematic conditions. So if you want to get signed up, Captain Chris will do it for you. One phone call is all it takes. 504-301-4545. Click CETO.com and you can get more information and actually sign up there. Makes a great gift too for someone. CETO, check them out. Captain Mike joins us now. And Captain Mike, are you on a deer stand? Are you holding out for a midday fishing trip to sneak into some protected waters? Or are you just kind of chilling out by the fire?
I will be heading to the deer stand shortly.
Very good. What's the prospects?
Actually, a nice doe was harvested yesterday by one of the guys that I'm hunting with, and he's done, so I may go sit in the same stand he was in, and hopefully some good fortune will come my way, and we can send Double D some business.
Yeah, you've been after those deer now for a while, and it's getting time to when it's going to be closing out. How many more days they have in that area of Mississippi?
This is the last day.
That's it, huh? One more day and that's it. Well, how have they done overall?
I think it's been a pretty good year. They had a lot of woods that were cut down, or I guess clear cut, so it's kind of confined the deer a little more in his area. So there's been quite a few of them. It's just a lot of small ones. That doe yesterday was about 125 pounds, so hopefully I see one like that, and we'll have some good sausage.
You know, I've been hearing a lot of stories from Alabama about their rut being on and deer. In fact, my daughter had a buck chasing a doe through her yard that's going on right now. Where are they on the rut in that part of Mississippi where you're hunting? Is it over on the way out, or is it still going on prime time?
I think they told me it was on the way out.
Yeah.
They haven't seen as much activity. You know, there might be a few late bloomers, but they think it's on the way down.
Mike, any suggestions for people around the Slidell area that they just want to get out? They're going to wait for the sun to come up. It's probably going to not get anywhere over maybe high 30s today. In most areas, low 30s. That's going to be the high temperature. Where might they be able to go and stay comfortable and not get in any trouble?
Well, some of the protected water, you'll obviously want to be on the leeward side where you're not fighting the wind when you try to cast. And also the leeward side is going to give you cleaner water. Areas like Gohegan's Canal, good deep water, not a lot of current. And you'll be able to, you know, slow on the bottom is going to be the ticket. The hard part's to find them. Once you find them, they're usually kind of concentrated when the water temperatures get this low. So it's a lot of hunting, but once you find them, you usually can do pretty well.
Well, Mike, I can recall you and I fishing some of the canals there in the communities there, and they allow you to get in there and fish along some of the docks, and it's a little deeper water in there too. That might be a good opportunity for somebody that just got to put the boat in the water and go somewhere. That way you're safe, you're out of the wind pretty much, and you're out of the open waters.
Excuse me, that's correct. The other thing I would tell you is when you have high winds and cold temperatures, the best thing you can wear is a windbreaker. So if you wear cotton, your heat will go through the cotton and the wind will blow your heat away. And you want to keep your heat confined so that it keeps you warm. So a good windbreaker, pants, as well as a jacket is really the way to go. I always wear boots when it's cold. I certainly don't want my feet to get wet.
Yep, that's some really good tips for dressing. And, of course, you know, they got a lot of the thinsulate, too, the material that not only blocks the wind, but it's also breathable. I got a pair of waders that are like that, and I don't understand how, you know, perspiration can go through to the outside, but yet water and wind can't come through the inside. I don't know how that works technologically, but that's some great stuff. And be prepared. You know, have a good pair of gloves and, you know, maybe a knit cap under your hood and that kind of thing. Just dress for the occasion.
That's true. Bring an extra set of clothes and some towels in case you do happen to get wet, where you can dry off and change as quick as possible, because you just have to keep your core temperature up or things can really turn bad quickly.
You got a heater in that blind you're headed to?
There actually is a heater in that blind. I don't know if I know how to work it.
You'll figure it out. you will figure it out. Well, it's probably getting close to shooting time, so we're going to let you mosey on up to the deer stand, and hopefully you got some good news for us next week. And in the meantime, people can check you out. They go to my website, and then they link directly to yours, aaofla.com, if they want to give you a call. But don't call him till after the hunting hours this morning. Give him that phone number.
Easy to reach me. The best number is 985-781-7811.
All right. Good luck, Mike, on the deer. Hope you bag one, and we'll catch up with you next week.
All right, Don. We'll talk to you then.
All right. Coming back after this quick break, we're going to be talking to our paddling reporter, Brendan Bayard, the Minimalist Challenge. Everybody was looking forward to that today, but wisely they have decided to reschedule it. We'll get him to give us the details and also maybe some tips on catching some fish from the kayak in these extremely cold weather days. We're back right after this. You are listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.